That was fun. In reverse order. Open my eyes. Nas on the album Nuggets, original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 1965 to 1968. The Face of Time. Plague. El Paso Rocks by Bobby Fuller. Before that. Get the Message by Sagittarius from the album Present Tense. Previous to that. Show Her. The James Hunter 6. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 64 degrees in New York. More music now.
the morning rare. We'll be right back. What a young man might be. loose again, demented brain in constant pain.
From the UK 82 band English Dogs with the song Psycho Killer. That is from their 1983 record called Mad Punks and English Dogs. And oh, you want to hear some good UK 82? Chris Crash did a great UK 82 hooligan fill-in back in September when I was at Garnerfest. I put the link in there. It's so good if you like that UK 82 sound, which we hooligans absolutely love. Before that, we heard from the John List Society. That is new for 2025. We heard Richard Speck, and that is from the album Ed Gein, Revisiting the Scene of the Crime. The Nightbirds out of New Jersey with the song My Dad is the BTK, Runder. And the Hollywood Squares before that with Hillside Strangler, and I got that off of Restrangled Singles and Unreleased. And there's another song, this is the serial killer, psycho killer, myrtleized for money, hooligan, hellraiser, fundraiser. But there's another song called I'm the Hillside Strangler, which is different from this Hollywood Squares one. But it's by a band who I refuse to say the name of the band over the air. I hate those. Even though I'm a hooligan, even I have standards. And I just was like, you know what? I don't have to play it. You got to cut some songs for time, because there's so many songs about serial killers and psycho killers out there, especially in the hooligan milieu, that you gotta make a decision somehow. Anyway, I digress. Before that, we heard from the band Strychnine out of Ohio with the song Jack the Ripper. The Ripoffs out of San Francisco with Zodiac, about the Zodiac Killer, and that's from the Got a Record from 1994. The Ripoffs featured Greg Lowry, who is the owner of the Ripoff Records label, and also he's in the band Supercharger, and also Jason White and Sean White, the White Brothers. They were in Fingers and Tight Fits, and Shane White was in Vatican's. John Von Velowitz, who was in 4/6 Mr. She Experience, and now he's in the band Human Toys, who recently came from New York here, and I really like the Human Toys a lot. out of France. I guess he relocated to France. All right, and before that, we heard from The Consumers out of Phoenix, Arizona, with the ballad to Son of Sam. This is from the All My Friends Are Dead record, which was recorded in 77, but it wasn't released until 1995. The Consumers famously have Paul B. Cutler, who later formed 45 Brave. He was also in Vox Pop and the Dream Syndicate, of all things. And then before that, we heard from Destroy All Monsters, featuring, of course, Niagara and Ron Ashton, Detroit Supergroup. And we heard the song Meet the Creeper. At the top of the set, we heard from Cox Sparrow with RG Bargy Short, and we start singing about Terry the DJ. And yes, I am Terry the DJ, and this is the Hooligan Program, heard every Friday, Freaky Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. You're on the Freeform Station Nation, the Fun 91 WMU on the new Rock and Soul Stream. Freaky Friday starts out with the master broadcaster, Joe Bielock. He's on from 2 to 4 p.m. with his awesome show, Shakin' Street. Then 4 to 6 is AI DJ The Bunny. Hang out in the chat, make your requests. 6 to 7, it's Terry the DJ with the Hooligan Program, your favorite two brain cell, two chord, knuckle dragger, rock and roll. Then from 7 to 9, it is the masterful musical dose with Medicine, and he's got a Hellraiser fundraiser special. You got Levitation, all live stuff there. That's going to be hot. And then from 9 to 11, it is Flot Spot with Father Flot. His show is highly curated and excellently mixed. You got to check it out. He's got his earworms going on. It's a Friday night party if you are around on Friday. All right. As mentioned, this is the Hooligan. This is Hellraiser fundraiser, and we like to do special shows for the Hellraiser. This is the Myrtleizing for Money Hellraiser fundraiser, all about the psycho killers and serial killers out there, which is kind of a funny topic because right now I am broadcasting from Shay, my mommy's house, and because she's got some health issues, I gotta take care of her this weekend. Well, my mommy's a hooligan. Oh, my God. I should post a picture of what she looks like. She fell on her head. Oh, she was so bad. My mommy. But anyway, but I guess it's apt because we're all, like, no older than 17 here on the Hooligan Program. So I guess it makes sense that I'm broadcasting from my mommy's house right now, doing my hooligan show. And so, as I mentioned, yes, it's a hooligan fundraiser. Pledge $20, you get a new widget at the top, get a new FMU bumper sticker. Pledge $50, you get one of our two new t-shirts, Jersey Devil Airwaves t-shirt, black, cool Jersey Devil on it, or this navy blue Cubist Delight designed by Mary Fleener. It's a reissue of one that's from 1995. Wow. Very cool. And, or pledge $100 and get both t-shirts and a DJ premium. And you know what? You can make that DJ premium a third t-shirt. You get three t-shirts for $100 and a good donation to WFMU. You can't beat that. I recommend the Paul Bruno double riff on the Double Nickels on the Dime Minutemen album cover. He's got a t-shirt for his show. You can check that out. Because that's going to be, you can pick a DJ premium. Or you get the new Rock and Soul tote bag. People missed out. You got to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the prizes to find that Rock and Soul Stream dedicated tote bag, record tote bag. All right, and yeah, lots of fun stuff. Hellraiser fundraiser. If you like the station, if you like WFMU, if you like the show, please give a donation at the top of the set list. We really, really appreciate it. We're down about $200,000. Because of the budget cuts for the resident in office. And it's a drop in the bucket to government, but to us, it's like a lot of money. So we're kind of scraping and scrimping here to try to get that back. But, you know, FMU is your solace. It's like as more things get more and more generic and generic, FMU just keeps sticking itself out and getting weirder and weirder. All right, that's my big pledge. I know there's a lot more to talk about, but let me get back to the music here on the Myrtleizing for Money Hellraiser fundraiser serial killer Psycho Killer show. All right, I think a main default effect of hooligan type of psycho killer is, of course, John Wayne Gacy. So let's hear the mentally ill with Gacy's Place. Keep it tuned to the Hooligan Program.
Calling my name over and over again. precious, and she's quivering with fright. I'm looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes, looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes, looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes, looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes. The doctors are avoiding me, my vision is confused. I listen to my earphones and I catch the evening news. A murder has been killed and you don't need to say to science. I'm locked into a private ward, I realize that I must be looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes, looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes, looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes, looking through Gary Gilmore's eyes.
You'll pay for this.
shotgun blast. Splattered his guts on the schoolyard grass. The only girl who cared came running outside. Stark Vernon was a real nice guy. Don't call him a creeper. You'll pay for this. Don't call him a creeper. You'll pay for this.
As a man that walks the streets of London late at night, with a little black bag that's so, so tight, he's got a big black cloth hanging down his back. There's one big cat that just hates to fight. When he walks down the street, every girl he meets says,
"Your name the Blood."
Late at night,
streets looking for drugs, with promises of drugs and construction work. It's 33, the actual score of sodomized boys lying in their gore. A Chicago pervert whose crimes wrecked the nation, when police pulled bodies from his house's foundation. He used rope, knives and wire. He got his name in the National Enquirer.
Thank you.
Killer is mentioned here. Son of Sam is the one that scared me the most. As a child, very scary. Son of Sam going around in New York, all the boroughs, shooting people in cars. Yikes. Terrorizing in New York. Anyway, yeah, so we just heard, and there's a lot of songs about Son of Sam, and I didn't even get to all of them in this serial killer, a hooligan fundraiser, murderizer for money show, but I had to cut some songs for time, you know what I'm saying? So we did hear from the Chain Gang, which I think is the default de facto Son of Sam tune, and then we heard from the Gynecologist with John Wayne Gacy, D.I. with Anthony, The Psycho, Dr. X and the Breakups with Jeepers, It's the Creeper, The Revillas with Jack the Ripper, The Unnatural Acts out of Massachusetts with The Creeper, Why Bother with The Stalker's Stare, The Adverts with Gary Gilmore's Eyes, Days of Agony with Green River Killer, GTV, which is a combination of TV Repairman and the band GT out of Australia. They had put out a Halloween EP in 2021, that's really a good record. And we heard the song Peter Sham, Psycho. And at the top of this set, we heard from the Mentally Ill out of Chicago with Gacy's Place. All right, a lot of things going on here on WFMU during the Hellraiser fundraiser month. A lot of people are having fundraisers like, you've got Levitation Volume 2 by my main man, Musical Dose with Medicine coming up right now at 7 o'clock. Join Medicine for 2 hours of Live at the Levitation Series, which captures key moments in psych rock live from Austin, Texas. And then tonight on the Mothership on Burn It Down with Nate the K, We Need an Instrument, a Burn It Down instrumental show. That's Friday, October 17th from 9 p.m. to midnight. And let's see, jumping back to the Rock and Soul stream, Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., The First Family of Funk on the Crescent City Connection with Jason Isaac. The Neville family has been churning out great music in New Orleans for decades. Join Crescent City Connection for an hour of Neville brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters, and cousins. And then, oh my God, this is something I really wish I could go to, but I don't think I can because I'm at my mommy's house and I'm taking care of my mommy. But if you're not taking care of your mommy, I expect you to go this Saturday, October 18th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Todd and Phonic Todd Show, live from Rutt's Hut. Rutt's Hut in Clifton, New Jersey, right across the street from the Ghost Hog Brewery. Rutt's Hut, legendary rippers, crazy hot dogs, beer, all kinds of crazy stuff here. It says roasted duck. I have no idea about that. Todd will be joined by co-host Joe Bielock and the one and only Clay Pigeon. There will be live music from Dirty Fences and Wildlife and numerous special guests. It's a free all-ages event. Can't wait for that. So that's going to be this Saturday, October 18th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Todd and Phonic Todd Show at live from the Rutt's Hut in Clifton, New Jersey. Oh, I hope I can hear that. And what else? Coming up, all right, jumping back to the Rock and Soul stream, Saturday, October 18th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're out of sight with Stu Chucktober. It's Chuck Berry's birthday, and in celebration, Stu Rutherford will be spinning 2 hours of Chuck Berry covers along with plenty of tracks by the man himself. And then Sunday, October 19th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., a tribute to tribute albums on Paul Bruno Show. That's over on the Mothership. Don't Call It a Mere Cover Show, for a period extending from the late 80s to early 2000s, proliferation of tribute albums flooded the music market. Paul examines this phenomenon and separates the diamonds from the duds in this Hellraiser special. And what else? Oh, cannot miss this. Also on the Mothership, Sunday, October 19th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., Lothario, that awesome punk rock gal from Australia. Lothario will be on Susie's show. Yeah, my girl. Thank you so much, Susie, for getting Lothario live on your show. Lothario is all the way from Melbourne, Australia, fronted by Annalisa Redlick. She's taken her razor-sharp punk creations from her living room to a second U.S. tour. Rowdy, Loud, and Horny is Lothario. And that's going to be on the Susie Hot Rod Show this Sunday, October 19th, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the Mothership. 10 p.m., yes. And what else? And then this Monday, October 20th, Joe Bielock's going to be doing his Singles Going Nowhere show. That's on the Mothership from noon to 3 p.m. All right, that is it for me. Thank you so much for listening. Keep on pledging and keep it tuned for Medicine with Musical Dose with his special Levitation Hellraiser fundraiser special. And it wouldn't be a myrtleizing for money Hellraiser fundraiser special for hooligans if I didn't play the a classic serial killer song. This is from the Dead Boys and Son of Sam. Keep tuning for Bad City Music with us.
parque, how we able jade on overland with God gave a label jet.
Saying what I am.